Is the daf pei beis, the last mesech, last daf rather in Kedushin, the last daf of all Seder. Nashim, we got to the bottom of pei alpha and beis. I thought yesterday was Monday, that's why I ended a little early. I was very confused. I went downstairs and we're starting. So we were a little behind. But pei alpha and beis, 10 lines up at the two dots. Higdilu zeh yashim b'ktuso. We said that a parent and child could sleep in the same bed, but if they get old, then you have to start wearing clothing the skin can't touch. So kama, what's the age? So Amar Rav Asi, Tinokes Bas Teisha Shan V'Yom Echad, a girl who reaches the age of 9 already, that's when it's too old, and a Tinok Ben Shem Esrei Shan V'Yom Echad, and a boy when he reaches the age of 12. Ikadami, others say, no, Tinokes Bas Shem Esrei Shan V'Yom Echad, Tinok Ben Shlosh Esrei V'Yom Echad. No, the second opinion means when they become Bas and Bar Mitzvah, respectively. And I'm quoting a pasuk in Shir Shirim is my guess. No, it's actually in Cheskel. A situation where they've matured physically, they matured, it has to be. So anything in Rashi to look at? No, we don't have to do Rashi. So then Gemara says, Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda lo shanu el sheinu bo shalamod b'lefnei arum, l'fanu arv. There's only a situation where the children at these ages are not embarrassed to stand naked in front of anybody else. So then we have to do based on age and based on maturity. But if the child, even though it might be under the age that has been mentioned, if they're embarrassed to stand naked, so then it would be us already at that earlier age. My time was the reason because Yatzar al Basha, from the very fact that they're embarrassed to stand naked, indicates that they have some Yatzahara already, and therefore it's also for them to sleep with their parents without proper clothing. One time Rav Acha visited the house of Rav Chisda Chasne, his son-in-law. And Shakli the Basbarta Osve Bekanfeha, Rav Acha took his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter, and put her on his lap. So Amr Leis, so Rav Chisda's son-in-law, La Savar La Mar de Makadsha. So don't you know that she's already married? And Rashi says, Lo savar la mark demkacha ein adoni yodesh she mikudashes v'yeshla l'srachik meishes ish. Granted, she's your granddaughter, but she's a married granddaughter, so you can't have her sit in your lap. This is an iser kirva. So he says, Amar amalei avarta lecha adirav damar v'yuda marav v'yisei marav belazar also la'adam shikadashes bito kishiktana. So what are you doing? He screams at his son-in-law, how could you marry her off? She was a katana. It's an issue to marry a katana off until she gets older. But Tomer Bifloni on the road says she has to say that she wants to. And says, Mar Nami Avarlay Adishmuel. So he says, you're also back to his father-in-law. Great fight here. Back to his father-in-law. Well, you're violating another statement of Shmuel. And Shmuel says, Dem Shmuel Ein Mishamshin Beisha. You're not allowed to use a woman. You can't have her do service for you. You can't have her sit on your lap. Okay, so nice argument that they're having between the two of them. So Amar Lei, so says the father-in-law back of Acha, says back to him, Anna Kidach de Shmuel Svirle. I hold like the other opinion of Shmuel, which is what? The other statement of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel says, Hakol L'Shem Shemayim, says Rashi in the top of Pei Beis Alf, Hakol L'Shem Shemayim, V'ein Daiti Acharel L'Chibas Ishis. I'm not interested because she's going to be a companion to me, Chas V'Shalom. L'Chibas Kurva, La'asus Karas Rach Le'ima Kishani Mechabim Esbita. My daughter, who's the mother of the child, will be very pleased to see that I'm hanging out and spending time with her daughter, with my granddaughter. And that's the only reason why. It's L'Shem Shemayim, and nothing to do with any type of Isser Erva at all, and therefore this is permitted.
Is there an Isser to touch your granddaughter?
No, no. We don't pass in that way. Right. That was the debate. That was what was going on here, but it's completely mother. Completely mother. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Pei Beis Amar Alf, Lo yilamid adam ravak. So from ravak is referring to a single person, a single man, a single boy. He's also for him to teach children. Says Rashi. We'll actually wait for the Gemara for this. Lo tilamid isha. So for him, and also a woman should not teach children either. Learning. So Rabbi Elazar Amar af mishein lo isha. Even a person who doesn't have a wife. Lo yilamid. So from the Gemara, we'll explain what he's coming to add on to. That seems to be the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yira ravik behema, a single man shouldn't be a shepherd. Lo yishana shnei ravakin betalas achas, and two single men should not sleep under one blanket. And Chachamim Matir, so what's going on here? So Gemara explains one by one. My time, what was the reason why a single man cannot teach children? Ilema mishim yanuka, if it's because it's a concern that he might be with the children and a pedophile. Last sign, but doesn't the Bryce say, Amrullah al Rabbi Yehuda? Lo nech shadu yisrael al mishkav zachar, v'lo al behema. Klai yisrael is not choshed on mishkav zachar and behema. Nowadays, unfortunately, that might be different. And therefore, maybe there should be concern that a single father, a single man rather, shouldn't be teaching children, perhaps. I'm not possibly, I'm just saying that's a possibility, because we see too many cases, and Andy knows well, all too well, probably. And Ela Ravok Mishum Amhasa Diyanuka, the concern is of a single man being a Rebbe, is that the mothers come to bring the children and take them back from school. And that's the concern. And the reason why Isha, a woman, can't be a teacher is because Mishum Avhasa Diyanuka, because the fathers come to drop off the kids and pick up the kids. And we're afraid there's going to be a certain friendship or relationship that's going to be built. And that's going to be the concern. But if the man is married, so then there's not a concern of the mothers dropping off the kids back and forth. Okay, so again, a couple of things from this. One is nowadays things might be different. There's a concern of Mishkav Zachar, and we see too many cases of this, so maybe even nowadays we shouldn't let a single, again, I'm not paskining, I'm just raising the point. And the other issue is that if the children are old enough where they're coming to school on their own, and the parents aren't meeting each other, they're 12, 13, 14-year-olds where they're going to school on their own, so then there's no concern that the fathers, the Rebbe, will be meeting the mothers, dropping them off at a consistent basis. You know, twice a year, parent-teacher conferences, that's not the concern. It's every single day, dropping off the kids, they're going to build a relationship. So the postman points out, when it comes to the case where the kids are going on their own to school, then there is no concern of a single single man.
A lot of the cases, married and still happen.
Oh, okay. Does it happen? I don't know.
I know cases that the guys were married and then they still abused the kids.
Oh, abuse. They're not talking about. See, the Gemara is not concerned with abusing the kids. They're concerned with the relationship with the mothers dropping off.
I understand, but I'm trying to.
You say even then? You're saying, right.
right,
exactly. And then the question is, Ainul Davar Sof. Then you can't have, teachers. Right. It has to be a certain Gedarim put up. Whatever this is, that's what Andy deals with. That's what his life is like.
Focusing on that as much as other people here. A lot of therapists here do the Yavam Valen.
Uh huh.
Talk to Fagan. I like this all day.
Wow.
Gabriel?
Yeah.
And he deals with the predators.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They send it to him. Mm
hmm. Okay. Fagan. Okay.
Short, big, long beard.
Fine. The Gemara says, Rebbe Lazar, Omer, Afmi, Shein, Chule. So Rebbe Lazar says, even a person who doesn't have a wife, so that was what the Tanakhama said. So, Ibarilu, Mishein lo Isha Klal, Odilma, Bishena, Shrua, Etzlo. Does it mean that he's not married at all, or right now his wife is overseas somewhere, or he's overseas somewhere, whatever the case is. Is that what Rebbe Lazar refers to? So Gemara says, Tashma, Afmi, Sheyeshlo, Veino, Shrua, Etzlo, lo Yilamid Sofrim. A person who's married, but he's overseas doing some, I don't know, overseas teaching program in China. So his wife's not with him. So then there's a concern. So he's not with his no paspasalo in that case. And there's a concern. He shouldn't be a Rebbe. It has to be where he's home with his wife.
So the difference between Rebbe Lazar and Tanakhama is that even if he's married, if he's not around, is that what it is?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, I think so. According to Tanakhama, if he's married, but his wife's not there, then it's permitted.
Then it's permitted.
And on the tzad that the Gemara thought originally that it could be Misha and Louisha Klal. Rashi speaks out what would have been the nafkamina between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Lazar.
Uh-huh.
Nafkamina would have been if he had been married once and then mm-hmm. she died.
Uh-huh, okay.
So he's had paspasal.
Okay. Fine. Gemara says now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yada v'chule. So a year, rather, a person shouldn't be a shepherd. A single boy shouldn't be a shepherd. Tanya Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechshidu Yisrael al mishkav zachar lo al behemah. So they respond back, there's no concern. But again, as we said nowadays, there should be perhaps be a concern of Mishkav, maybe not Behema, not to my knowledge. I'm sure eventually that will be an issue in another 50 years or so. But now we're only concerned with Mishkav Zachar. So therefore, maybe this Rabbi Huda should be very relevant in Bizman Hazeh.
You see,
the
Havmin had to have Yichud Behema.
Yeah.
You can write on top of the new Mishnah.
Says the new Mishnah, Kol She'asak Avim Nashim. Anybody whose business is related to dealing with women, he's selling women's clothing, women's jewelry. Lo yisyach edem anashim. He is not allowed to have yichud with women at all. Now, no one's allowed to have yichud with women. Of course not. So says Rashi, look at Rashi, lo yisyach edem hanashim, afil im harbe nashim. Even with many, right. If he shall libo gasbehu, v'chulin misapos alav, mechapos alav, because he's comfortable with them. He knows them well. He hangs out with, he's flirting with them all day long.
But this is not talking about a riot.
No, it's business.
Regular.
Exactly. Doing business in the industry of women only. Selling women's clothing, let's say, or women's jewelry, and, you know, on the end of the selling part, not the manufacturing, but selling to them, and you're dealing with them, so then you get comfortable around them, you start to, you know, get to know them better, you start to flirt with them, so that's a concern. You're not allowed to ever have yichud with even many, many women. Says the Mishnah further, Lo yilamid adam es bino umnos hanashim. A person should therefore not teach his child, his son, a trade that's dealing with women. Remember that was the case we had Rav Kana early in the Masech. Rav Kana, a certain goy was chasing him down, and he was running, and he jumped off the roof. And Eliyahu came in 400 parsa to catch him. He said, "Why are you matriach me to jump so far?" He said, "What do you want from me? This is the trade that I learned, the trading of selling clothing to women. I had no choice." So he learned from here that a person shouldn't teach a children a profession in the industry of women. Rabbi Meir Omer Liolam Ilamid Adam Es Beno Umnos Nikia Vakala. A person should teach a child a trade that's clean, that's kala, that's simple, bispal, and he should daven. It's all about tefillah. The Misha Osher daven to the one Misha Osher Vanechasim Shalom, the one whose wealth and property is his, to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, in other words. There's no trade, there's no industry that doesn't have people who are wealthy and successful and those who are not. It's not because a certain trade leads to wealth or a certain trade leads to poverty. Some people could own real estate and be very wealthy. Others could be very unsuccessful and make the wrong acquisitions. No, not true. I thought you were shaking your head. Everyone in real estate is wealthy.
No.
I'm kidding. I thought you were shaking your head. No. So every profession has those who are on the top
it's
and those at the bottom.
About Rabbanus,
this is true. There are some wealthy people out in the Hamptons are wealthy.
There are plenty of Rabbanus.
So if you're in the right, Westchester, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Scarsdale.
So every profession has those who are successful, those who are not. It's all for your zechus. So whatever trade you pick, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you daven in Kaddish Baruch Hu. If it's your zechus to be wealthy, you'll be wealthy. And if not, you won't be. Now, this is not to say that wealthy is better than anias. He's just saying there's a range. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that it's a tremendous nisayon to be wealthy, and it's also a tremendous nisayon to be very very poor. Fine. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ra'isa Miyamecha Chayev Of Sheishlam Umnus Famous Parsim Shel Betzar. We see in all our days, we see that animals and birds, they work. They're whatever work that they're doing, they're working all day and building nests and hunting. And they get parnasa, they get fed with very easily. The birds go find their grass and their seeds and their worms without any tsar. But the animals are only created to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vani, I, says Rabbi Shimon, I, Nivresi L'shamish Eskoni. I'm sorry, the birds were there to serve me. The animals are to serve me, says Rabbi Yishimon. But I was created to serve as Koni, to my owner, to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Eino din shis parnes shelo b'tzar. So certainly, I'm the master of the animals. So certainly, I should be able to get parnasa without tzar as well. Ela shorasi maase, but my actions have been bad, maisim roim. V'kipachti es parnasi, and therefore my parnasa was minimized, and I need to work extra hard to get the parnasa. That's all my doing, my own fault. Abba Gurya and Ish Sadayin, he was, a hunter. And Omer Mishim Abba Gurya, he said the name of himself. Okay, not sure. Lo Yilamid Adam Es Beno Chamer. A person should not teach his son to be a Chamer, a donkey driver, a camel rider, a Kedar.
One is Gurya and one is Gurya, no?
Oh, that's the difference. Okay, Gurya and Gurya. Okay. You shouldn't teach these different trades. Again, a Chamer, a Gamal, a Kedar. What's a Kedar again? A wagon driver, a sapan, a sailor, roa, a shepherd, a chenvani, a store owner. These trades apparently have within it. It's very easy to steal, and it leads to gzela and gneva. Hachamarim Ruben Rishayim. Most donkey riders are Rishayim. Hagamalim, most camel riders, Ruben Ksher. Most of them are actually kosher. Hasapanim, most sailors, Ruben Chasidim. And a famous line, Tov Shebarofim Legenim, the best of amongst the doctors are going to Gehenim. And Akasha Shebatavachim, the best of the Tavachim, the butchers, are Shutfu Shel Malik, are partners with Amalek. So let's look at Rashi to appreciate some of these. Rashi says, let's go, Gamalim Ruben Ksherim. How is it true that most of the camel riders are Kasher Sheporshin Lemidbaros? They go out to the desert, Lemakum Gedude Chayos, amongst the wild animals, and Listim, where the bandits hang out. They're always scared. They're always living a life of fear. Not a very healthy life mentally, but they're always scared. So they're chassidim. They do nothing wrong. They're always fearing Hashem and fearing their own life. So they trust in Hashem. Why? Why are the sailors chassidim? They always go out to sea in a place of danger. They're always trembling. More so than the gemalim. It's scarier to be out in the oceans and during those storms than it is to be out in the desert. and Tov Shabirofim Legehenim, the best of the doctors are going to Gehenim, Aina Yari Minachol, they're not scared of being sick. Because they always eat the right food. They know what to eat. They know the how to get, become healthy, how to avoid becoming sick. They're not going to be humble. They don't need Hashem. I know what to do. Sometimes they're going to make the wrong procedure and kill someone in practicing their medicine. And they have the ability to help those who are sick and those who are poor, but they're not willing to pay for it. They shut that door and they don't serve them.
So, biggest, I think it's the third biggest death in the world is medical malpractice.
Really?
Yeah. And the issue with insurance is people, they don't take people, you know, if you're insurance. So half these doctors are not even going to take them.
So after all of that,
In the way, in defense of the doctors, though, they
nowadays the real poor get the treatment. And
middle class,
the
ones
that are really in trouble.
Yeah.
You have Medicaid.
Then you're good.
Yeah. In that field. Okay.
Then
let's do one more Rashi.
Statistics, so he can tell.
Yeah. No, medical malpractice is higher than ever. It is.
Errors.
Fine. Tov shebetefachim, the best amongst us, the butcher, says Rashi. Sveiko trefos bos liyado. They're going to have a suffix trefa. And v'chas al mamono machin. They say, you know what, I don't want to lose money. This is an expensive cow, a couple $1,000. We still always try to figure out how much does a cow cost?
$400.
$400 for a cow?
$800.
Okay, $800.
What kind of cow
are
you getting?
Seriously, you have to beef it up. Either way, so he gets a cow that is not sure if there's a puncture in the lung or not. He says, chances are it's probably okay. And he sells it. He doesn't want to lose the $800. So that's why they are partners with Amalek in stealing money from people. Fine. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Nuhurai Omer, Meniach ani kol umnos shebolam, I left alone all the different trades of the world. Veinim lamed is banai el Torah. I only taught my son Torah. Why she'adam ochel misicha ba'olam, a person b'olam hazeh v'ken kaimas lo li'olam haba. A person from learning Torah gets schar in this world and in the next world, as opposed to shar kol umanos, all other trades. Eino kein, it's not the case.
Absolutely.
Right. There you go. Kishadam bali dechali oli de sekein. A person gets sick and becomes old. Oli de yisur nor certain tsaros and yachal asak b'mlachto. He can't be a surgeon anymore. He's too sick. His hands are shaking. He can't work as a doctor anymore. Harehu meis berav, he becomes hungry, nothing to support himself with. Aval Torah eino kein, el mishmarso mikol ra min naruso. The Torah protects him from all evil when he's young. V'no senes lo acharis v'tikva, gives him hope and end. V'ziknusa, when he's old, he could still continue to learn when he's old. It doesn't tell you what he's going to do about parnasa, but it tells him at least so that trait of being a proficient in Torah will last for him forever. Ben Arasim, how Omer, what does it say when he's young? The pasuk says, "V'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach," and "B'zikenei nuso amahu Omer od yinuvu miseva." He's going to get wiser as he gets older. V'cheinu Omer ba'Avram Avinu. That's what it says. V'Avram zokin v'Hashem berach as Avram b'kol. When he's older, Hakadosh Baruch Hu blessed him even more. And Matzinu Shaasa Avram Avinu as Kol Torah Kula. Just since we're mentioning Avram Avinu, the last Mishnah concludes that, so we find that Avram Avinu, he fulfilled Kol Torah Kula, Ad Shlo Nisna, even before it was given to him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bikali, because Hashem listened to me, Vayishmar Mishmarti, he kept my mitzvosai, v'chukosai, v'sarosai. He kept all the different mitzvahs. So this is one of the stories that Avram kept all the mitzvahs. Also, Gemara and Yuma tells us this. This is the end of the mission. So a person should really put away all the different trades and just learn Torah. Okay. But this, of course, what?
Like you.
This, of course, gets you have to deal with the Shiloh of the Gemara's talk about the person has to have a balance. The mission says you have to, if a Torah without Malacha will lead to Avera. You need to have a balance of keeping busy and having work and having Parnasa. And the Gemara's Brachas to talk about a person has to have a balance of work. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, how much work should you do, how much learning? So you have to try to put all these different things together. But the pure, simple reading of this Mishnah, at least according to Rabbi Nurai, is that better for a person to learn Torah than just to work. Okay, not so simple, though.
Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba metroniyayim briyotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't complain to a person that it's the one or the other. He knows what each one ability is.
That's true. The Gemara in Chagiga says that Kadosh Baruch Hu cries every single day. One of the reasons he cries for those who go into learning and shouldn't be, and those who don't go into learning but really should be in learning. So everyone has a, you have to, know what you're supposed to be doing. I hope I made the right decision, but fine.
We think you did.
That's the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan says the Brisa. kol she'askav im hanashim, anybody whose parnasa is within the industry of dealing with women, surah, it's bad. Rashi says surah min hagara, it's a bad thing to do. And karvu surah l'shad alimo she'yeh sari lav balabesa, not a good thing to be involved in women's business. Kegon ha'tzorfim, the tzorfim, Rashi explains, are the people who are the gold melders, the ones who make the different jewelry for the women. Hasarikin, people who make clothing for the women, they're not really making it, it's really the ones who sell. Back then they made it and sold it. Now we have different stages. The ones who make it are not the ones who are selling it. Making clothing is fine. Even if you're making women's clothing, that's okay. If you're selling it to the women, it's...
We do men only.
Okay, fine.
Dusting.
Okay. So Nikoros are... Rashi says the ones who are busy grinding, the women are the ones who are grinding flour or whatnot. So if you're among one of those grinders, that's not a good profession. Harochlin, the ones who are selling different spices, perfumes. Gardayim, Rashi explains what's gardayim.
Orgim.
Weavers. Okay. Saparim, the women, the hairstylists, I guess. Hakovsim, the launderers. Hagara, Rashi explains, are makizdam, the doctors who are bloodletting. Ha'abalan, which is referring to the, Rashi explains, the warming up the bathhouses. Haburski, the tanners. All these are individuals that are dealing with, I'm sorry, yeah, that they're dealing with women and you should stay away. And also, not only that, ein ma'midin behem lo melech lo kohen gadol. If you have one of these professions, you cannot be appointed to be a king nor a kohen gadol. My taima lo mishum de pasul, not because they're pasul, el mishum de zil umrasayu. These are very degrading type of professions, and therefore that cannot be the source of the position of being king or kohen gadol. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanu rabbanu nasar dvar nemru begera. There's 10 things that were said about a makiz dam. Mahalech al tzido, he walks on his side. What does it mean he walks on his side? I guess the certain way he walks. Rashi of ruach gasa v'nitla v'yoshev, and he has a certain gasa ruach to him.
What is makizdam?
A person who bloodlets, who draws blood. The way they used to do medicine back then was, they thought if a person was sick, if they drain the blood from them, they'll remove the disease and make them healthier. That's what they did. So it's a type of doctor.
So how the person live if they take the blood out?
They don't take all the blood out. Like you take, they take blood from you, and they take a few tubes, but they leave most of the blood in
you.
I don't know. Fine. It's Marz in Mahalich Atzido. Again, a person who walks become a zukufa, you know, upright with gaiva, rach gasa. He walks in such a way of gaiva. Nisa v'yoshev. You know, when he sits down, he leans on something, like, you know, kicks his feet back. All these things are lashon of gaiva. That's how one describes a makiz dam. The further Ve'eno Tzar, he's very stingy. I'll tell you Maisa afterwards.
Record. There are exceptions. The other Gemara says, with the Avashal, with Abai, what was it? Abai. Who was the one that ever had a Baskol come to him all the time?
Mara, it's more in Tainus.
It was
Abai, Rava, and then it's Makiz Dam.
Yeah, what was his name?
I remember his name, but yeah, he, every single day.
Right.
I'm saying,
have Borskis in the Mishnais and all these different things. Yeah. Obviously, it was a profession.
In Echanami. But again, a person, right, if you could be, but it's just like Rofim, Tov Shri Rofim, the best, but still, they're going to be exceptions in Echanami, you're right. Ve'eno Ra, his evil eye, you know, which means he wants people to get sick so he can make parnasa. Ochel harbe, he eats a lot. He stuffs his face. Goes out to eat all the time. Motzi kima, he goes to the bathroom very little. So since he eats healthy food, there's not too much waste that comes out. Okay. V'chasha harayos, that's also a concern, of course. V'ha gezel, ashrichas damim. Okay. 10 not very pleasant things that were said about the makiz dam. Darish bar kapara. The Yolam Ilamid Adam es Beno Umnus. The person should always teach his child a Nakia Vekala, a clean profession, an easy profession. Mahi, what's an example? So Amar Yehuda says, Mechata de Talmusa. To be a tailor. A Mechata is a tailor with a needle. De Talmusa, Rashi explains, Machat Talmios. A sewing like lines. I'm not sure exactly what type of stitch that is, but okay, it's a tailor. A tailor is a very nice profession. We don't find many Jewish tailors, though. We do?
So what's the name between that and
Sarikim? We used to.
Say it again?
His name is
that was as a weaver, no?
No, that was Hagardim.
He was
Hagardim.
Combing. The Sarikim was...
Sarikim is Sorke Begadim Lenashim.
Isn't he combing? Combing the wall?
Combing the wall?
We have a
factory doing this
for you. Well, I was just wondering,
the Asians are doing
it.
The Asians are doing it.
All over the world.
Fine, says the Gemara now, Pei Beis Amid Beis, the last Amud. Tani Rabbi Omer Ein Lecha Umnas She'overes Min Ha'olam. There is no trade that will ever leave the world. We always need every single trade. It's all necessary. But, nonetheless, Asher Misha Roes Ha'oryov Bumnas Mula. It's praiseworthy he who sees his parents in a very nice, respectable job. Oylo L'Misha Roes Ha'oryov Bumnas Bekuma. And woe to the individual who sees his parents being something that's not such a nice profession, a garbage collector, let's say. So yeah, shalom below b'sam. It's impossible the world without some. You need medications, and below burski, you also need the world can't exist without tanning leathers. So those are both necessary. But still, ashe mishum nasu b'sam. Praiseworthy he who is going to be involved. What? A drug dealer? Okay, fine. And oilo mishum nasu burski. Right, a pharmacist. And guy who sells a pharmacist. Love dafka.
Samim is also drugs.
With a samich, though. B'samim with a sin is spices. With a samich is...
But I think the point here, like Ricky's saying, is because it's saying one smells very good and the other smells very bad. The tanner has a terrible smell.
Uh-huh. Samim here is with a sin.
But I see Rashi actually says with a samich. The Gemara says with a samich. Rashi says b'sam with a sin. Mocher b'samim.
Uh-huh.
That's the contrast here.
Which is a profession for women, which is not good.
No, it is good.
But
it's actually, you smell good.
No, because he...
They can't be osik with women, though. Remember, that's the point he had. You can't be osik with nashim.
Yeah.
I could be selling spices, not perfumes. Could be spices for food, right? Right. Okay. So again, the Gemara says, "Oy ashim mishum nasa basam, v'oy lo mishum nasa bursigi." Woe to a person whose involvement is in tanning leather, because that's a very bad-smelling profession. Efshar le'olam below, you're going to like this one, David. Efshar le'olam below zecharim, u'below nekevis. The world can't exist without men, without women. Those t-shirts you used to have, you can't live with them, can't live without them. You need the women, you need the men. Asher misha banav zecharim, so praiseworthy he who has children, the boys. And oil the sons, oilo le'misha banav nekevis, and woe to who he has daughters. David has two daughters, Baruch Hashem, Kananar, and one son. But woe to he who has daughters. The number of ancient Gemara is about having daughters is not a good thing, but there's a Gemara about Basa that says that.
Yeah, for the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the bracha.
Kind of her. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Omer Liolam, Yilamid Adam Levno, Umnos Nikia, Vinakala, Vivakish Rachman, Lemishel, Shivin, Hassam Shalom. She should have a nice, clean, easy job in Davin Tashem. It's not that wealth and success comes from the job. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daven to him, he'll give you whatever you deserve.
You point out the contrast, the mayor is Rabbi Naharai.
Right, yeah.
Here he says, should teach your kid an umnus, and previously he said he's only teaching his kid.
Yeah, so there are a lot of contradictions in Rabbi Meir's statement. It could be different, he changed his mind, in context.
When he's talking about his son.
Right.
Yeah. A person should teach his kid an umnus. I'm only teaching my son.
Yeah. Can John, you could be right.
That's what I think about in the Marisha.
Right. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Finally, Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Imreisa, Miyamecha, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Miyam, I love Reisi, Tzvi, Kayetz. Never did I see a deer, what do you mean, Kayetz? Miyavish, Ktsias, Besada. Dry, different things in the field. Vari, Savel. And never did I see a lion, carrying something. Vishua, Chanvani. Did I see a fox as a storekeeper? Pay Misparitsim, Shalobatzara. They very have an easy life. They don't have to work at all. They just eat as they grow. Kadosh Baruch Hu feeds them. Veim lo nivru elo l'sham sheni, and they're only here to serve me. Same thing we saw in the Mishnah. V'ani nivresi l'sham sheni. Koni, I was created in order to serve Hashem. So ma elu shelo nivru elo l'sham sheni, misparnsim shelo b'tzara. They get parnas without any pain. V'ani shen nivresi l'sham sheni koni, ain't it dinshin misparnas shelo b'tzara. I should also serve Hashem without having to have any tzar. Ela sherosai es ma'asai, my actions have gone evil, gone bad. I've caused this to myself. The kipachti es parnasi, and therefore my parnasa was minimized. And shenemar avanoseicha mihatu, my sins have caused me to go astray.
So you just expanded what he said on the
news. Exactly, yeah. Okay, the question, are we making a seam or not? Should we finish it here, or you wanted to make something? That's the shaila.
It's up to everybody.
whatever you guys want. I'm just reading. You give me the green light or the red light.
Let's do it tomorrow with the guy.
So come to my house.
Yeah.
I feel bad.